My pleasure.
So, Frank, first of all, can you explain where exactly in the country you are now?
Sure. I'm in Lalitpur, which is a district of the Kathmandu Valley. So, essentially, I'm in Kathmandu, the capital.
And how long have you been there?
The first quake was Saturday, the 25th, and I got here on the 30th of April.
So you've been there since then. Did you experience the second quake?
Oh yeah, that was a big part of our day. The day before yesterday, that was about 12:50 in the afternoon. The building started sort of vibrating and then shaking, and got out of the building, and then we just kind of watched the building shake, and we were outside in the front of the compound until about 6 o'clock in the evening. There were multiple aftershocks, including one that was very strong. The whole afternoon was outside, out of doors, because of the concern about building collapses.
After seeing the damage that the first quake had done, what was the fear level like when you were going through the second one?
I think that some folks were really, some folks had been really affected who had been, obviously had been through that first quake. I think it was a mix, because there were also some folks who had been through quakes in other areas who, had that concern and who brought that experience with them. And then I think there are also some folks here who, some of the international folks who had never been through an earthquake before, for whom it was very upsetting.
Can you describe what the situation is like for people currently in Nepal?
The biggest concern, the biggest problem is that in the more remote areas, the hilly areas and some of the areas in the mountain districts that were very badly affected by the first earthquake. So you've got areas that are still struggling, some areas that actually have yet to receive assistance from the first earthquake, and now they've received more damage from the second quake. Additionally, some other areas that had received, perhaps more moderate damage on the first quake, were damaged again by the second quake.
What exactly is your role in helping out over there right now?
I'm a deputy emergency response manager for program. So I'm working with the program team, the technical folks, and some of the folks who are out deployed to the field to help coordinate and organize plans response program. I'm also doing some work on donor engagement and resource mobilization.
Well, it sounds like you certainly have a lot of work to do. Barring any future quakes, do you have an end plan for leaving the country, or are you just doing what you need to do and going to leave it at that for now?
Well, I was part of the international, the initial international deployment, which is the folks from around the different countries who were brought in to fill particular roles for a short period of time until they can either regularize the positions or bring someone in more permanently. I think I am scheduled to be here for another 3 weeks plus. So I'll be here a little more than 5 weeks total. At least that's the plan right now, but you never know. Things change.
All right, Frank Manfredi from Rhode Island and with Plan International, thank you so much for sharing your experiences with us, and best of luck to you and everybody over there.
Thanks very much.